Before the COVID-19 pandemic, 2020 looked to be a turning point for people trying to ban single-use plastics, like grocery store bags. 8 states and hundreds of local governments had approved plastic bans. But many places put those bans on hold when the pandemic hit. Now there's a push to reinstate them. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant looks at some of the science and safety issues behind this confusion.
It's not easy to create a new habit, like bringing your own bags to buy groceries, even for someone like Dan Donovan. He's spokesman for Pittsburgh-based Giant Eagle and has been working to reduce single-use plastic bags at the regional supermarket chain.
I can't tell you the number of times that I've walked into a Giant Eagle and thought, shucks, I forgot my bags back in my car.
In January, Giant Eagle made an effort to help people remember. It provided fuel perks to customers who brought their own bags from home as part of a goal to eliminate single-use plastic bags in its stores by 2025. A pilot program also removed them from checkouts at the Waterworks location in Pittsburgh, a store near Columbus, Ohio, and multiple locations in the Cleveland area.
We actually helped eliminate 20 million single-use plastic bags from entering our landfills or otherwise cluttering our community. So we're very excited about that.
But in February and March, as COVID-19 hit the region, things changed. People worried about a lot of things, including whether reusable bags could spread the virus.
And all of us were just uncertain. I mean, we're just concerned and we were scared, to be quite frank. So at Giant Eagle, you know, it became about prioritizing. We brought the plastic bags back in, and we asked customers not to bring in their own reusable bags.
Other supermarket chains did the same. States, including California, New York, and New Hampshire, backed off bans on certain single-use plastics, as did many cities like Philadelphia and Chicago. Reusables were being associated with the possible spread of the virus, while single-use plastics seemed cleaner and less likely to carry disease. Researcher Robert Hale says this general idea by many people was not an accident.
There was a fairly organized campaign among plastic manufacturers and related industries to basically infer that reusable plastics did indeed present some sort of COVID-related health risk.
Hill is a professor in environmental chemistry at the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. He points to a well-publicized letter by the Plastics Industry Association, which asked the Centers for Disease Control to speak out against plastic bans as a public safety risk. The letter said reusable bags can carry viruses and bacteria that can spread throughout a store in, quote, study after study after study.
When you say study after study after study, you start thinking, well, there's, you know, a basket full of them. Well, yeah, there were 3.
In a scientific opinion piece he wrote in the journal Environmental Health and Technology, Hale found that none of the studies were specifically relevant to the transmission of coronavirus. In one, researchers from Oregon studied the spread of a norovirus from a reusable bag that had been in the bathroom while a person was sick. The food in that bag was later eaten. Hale says here the food was studied as a transmission route, but not the bag itself. The other 2 studies looked at cross-contamination from bacteria, also not coronavirus, from reusable plastic bags after repeated use.
I think these studies that are cited point out that there is a potential issue from reusable bags, but it's probably not so much from COVID, but the fact that you need to wash these things every once in a while. And don't put your gym socks in with your groceries.
He points out that in addition to not looking at coronavirus, the studies did not look at the outside of a bag where it could spread throughout a store.
And they are not really truly appropriate to the question at hand, the concept that reusable bags present a hazard because of COVID. It has nothing to do with that.
The Plastics Industry Association declined to comment for this story. A CDC spokesperson said in an email that they do not have specific guidance on grocery store bags. There is one study from 2018 where researchers sprayed reusable bags with a surrogate for norovirus, which causes gastroenteritis or stomach flu that can come from contaminated food or surfaces. After volunteer shoppers moved through the store, the surrogate was found on the hands of grocery store clerks, on the checkout counter and shopping cart handles. But norovirus is not the same as coronavirus. Dr. Jody Sherman, Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health, says it was prudent when coronavirus first appeared to limit reusable bags, but now its transmission routes are better understood.
It seems to be a very unlikely route of transmission.
Sherman is one of more than 115 public health experts, including virologists and food packaging safety specialists, who signed a statement on this issue, which was released by Greenpeace USA. The letter assures retailers and consumers that single-use plastics are not safer than reusables to prevent spread of coronavirus.
There is no study looking at infection transmission through single-use versus disposable bags. I know of none that have tied anywhere in the world an outbreak or transmission of SARS-CoV-2 through reusable bags.
Still, New York continues to delay implementation of its ban on single-use plastic bags, while California has reinstated its bag ban. In Pennsylvania, Wendell Young leads the local union that represents more than 20,000 supermarket workers, including cashiers and baggers at Giant Eagle. Young supports efforts to reduce plastic waste. He says that initial fear of reusable bags spreading coronavirus is now tempered with more information.
I'm okay with customers using reusable bags. We are, as a union, okay with that. We just don't want our members handling them. We're not going to do it because we don't know how they were cared for. We don't know what those bags might be carrying with them.
Some grocery chains have already started allowing customers to bring in reusable bags again. Giant Eagle says it will officially welcome them starting in September. Customers with reusable bags will be asked to use self-checkout and bag their own groceries. And please ask many stores, workers, and public health experts, wash your bags regularly. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.